Is your kid's babysitter doing a hair colorization podcast? Or does your Uncle Fred's barber do an all things razor podcast? Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to inform you that there is a place that can help these and other podcasts not only get all the things a podcast host needs, but actually help them make money doing them. This service is called New Radio Net at newradionet.com. Don't let these great podcasts go hungry. Let them know about newradionet.com. today.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar, this is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
I forgot. I found something. By the way, it's the vacation Extra Extra Funny.
No.
No, it's not. No, nope, it's not. Today's Extra Extra Funny. Okay, cool. We're on time. We've been recording extra versions of Extra Funny for when we're on vacation next week, but not this one. This is today's version, which today is September 17th in 2025 of our Lord. Just so you know. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was my birthday, and I had to go to the fat doctor. Well, Jody, you know, it's a weigh-in day. And so Jody and Boy wanted to take me to breakfast for my birthday, which I love. I love that. And then I was like, oh, well, I appreciate it, but I don't really want to eat right before I go weigh in, you know. Yeah. It might throw it off and whatnot. And then I felt bad about it, you know, 'cause I'm being difficult. And then I said, that's fine. I'll just tell them, you know, big deal. I love going to breakfast. I love it. Have Boy meet us. We'll go. So we did. And, It was fine. I still lost on the scale. It said I'd lost, like 2-point-something pounds, more, but she said it would have shown up more on the scale if I hadn't have eaten just before I went. And then she wanted to ask me, what did you eat? Like, okay, what does it matter? I just passed the test. What does it matter? Even if I ate 10 honey buns, it didn't show up. So I'm good. You know,
it's my birthday, lady.
So here I am. I've come off the scale. I've already proven that, I didn't go off track. So now I got to say, oh, I had turkey bacon and 3 scrambled eggs.
You almost feel like you're, as
an example, because I want a honey bun so badly right now. Just all of a sudden.
Make your mouth water.
What'd you say, Regans? I almost feel bad. What?
You almost feel bad telling, or do you feel like you're getting in trouble when you have to tell her about all the things that you ate? No,
because I don't eat any. And that's what I've talked to him about. It's like, obviously, and the reason I'm doing this program is because people at the radio station that have done it have really had success with it. There's a guy he's one of them I really like at work on my night job. His name's Pete Callender. And he lost 90 something pounds on this program and has kept it off for several years now. Awesome. So there's that. And then, you know, it's kind of like Petey Pablo said in Freakaleak, shout out to Seagram's Gin. I drink it and they're paying me for it. It's the same thing. So this place called PhD Weight Loss is paying me to do the advertisements for them and endorsements. So I'm not going to go in there and just willy nilly. So I got to have results, because that's what I'm telling the people, how to get the result. If I can't do it, then it negates the advertising.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm not cheating. I don't eat anything. I don't splurge on anything. I don't have anything to feel guilty about. And I think that they get bored with me, actually. It's just like, okay, so, you know, tell me about, you know, let me help you, because it's a counseling thing. Let me help you through your failures this week is basically what they're there for. And I say, no, all the same, follow the program, didn't get off of it. I mean, and then I say, look, I know nobody follows it as strictly as I do. It's not typical, because people are going to slip and say, I've, you know, even if they've lost 20 pounds in 12 weeks or whatever, they're still going to have a time when they go, well, I did, I was at a function and I couldn't help it. I feel bad, but I had two slabs of birthday cake.
Oh yeah.
Whatever. So I said, I know nobody's doing that. So it's just like, I'm boring to them. Any challenges coming up for next? Nope. Going to do the same thing. I'm not going to cheat. I'm not going to do whatever.
You're giving them nothing to talk about with you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and I meant to tell you about it, and I can tell you in the security of extra, extra funny here. Mm-hmm. I did tell them last week, I said, look, I realize that I am different than most people. There's no way that most people on this program stick to it the way that I'm doing it. However, I'm going to Nashville next weekend, which is be this coming weekend now. And I'm going to be visiting my daughter, and our friends are going with us, and it's going to just be a weekend of fun with my daughter, kind of like maybe a belated birthday, celebration. Whatever. I am planning on eating a couple of slices of pizza maybe and drinking a couple of beers. And, are you going to tell me that that's just going to blow it completely? And she said, no. She said, you're right. Nobody follows it. Everybody stumbles. But it's important if you have the opportunity to make memories with your family, then don't let, as long as you're not going crazy, which I wouldn't, I would eat whatever to have a good time and then right back to the procedure.
Right.
So she said, it's fine. Whatever. So I came straight home and I told that meddling wife of mine, who's always up in my business. I said, this is what she said. Just came from there. This is what the consultant said. Well, that's good. That's good. A few days later, I said, look, I said, I need you to do me a favor, please. And I wasn't sarcastic. I wasn't being a shithead or in any way. I was being super nice. And I said, when we go to Nashville, and I've already discussed it with the weight loss people. When I do eat something that is not on the program, or when I do drink a beer, or I have a beer and then a vodka soda, which they say that that's what you should do instead of drinking beer, whatever. Mm-hmm. Will you please not say anything about it?
Yeah.
Because I've been cleared to do it basically. Yeah. And she goes, you don't need, these people are paying you and you don't need to just blow it out of the water. And I said, I'm not going to blow it out of the water. I'm going to eat a little something during the weekend from maybe 2 days of the weekend. I'll have a little something on this day and I'll have a little something on that day.
Sure.
And then I'll be fine, back on track. I got all the way until they're guessing that February will be when I've made my goal of the weight that I need to lose. Mm-hmm. They build that into the time.
Sure.
And wow. I said, she goes, well, just, I mean, I won't say a word then. I won't say anything. It's on you if you decided to, blow it out and you try, with these people paying you and whatever. And I said, well, the woman told me, and I'm sorry, I keep freezing up here on the screen. I don't know what's going on with my internet connection. But I said, the woman told me to enjoy myself. She actually said, I wouldn't make it up. I don't use phrases like, if you can make memories with your family, do it. I don't say stuff like that. Where would I get that?
Right.
Yeah. And she goes, okay. And I said, but I don't need you to scold me if I'm doing something that you don't necessarily understand. Because she said, have a good time. If you're scolding me about everything that I eat, then I'm not going to have a good time.
Right, right, right.
She got mad. She got mad.
Well, you got to let her know. I mean, and if we've learned anything after this treacherous last week, month that we've had, life is short and we do have to enjoy.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I'm glad that I'm not going because I'm a food pusher. That's just how my husband screwed for the rest of his life. I'm like, you want to go get Taco Bell right now? He's like, no, I'm trying to do good. Do it or you're nothing. Come on.
Well, and you know, I have one of those in my life as well.
Do you? Is it me?
No.
It's, I'm sure if we were together all the time, I would get you doing it and Jenny. Jenny is just like, stop being so effing boring. Grow up. Eat something. You know, that
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of thing. I forgot. The B word and everything. Yeah. Stop being a P word.
When she's going to be there, so maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. And that's what Jody's like. You just can't fall in with Jenny. She's a bad influence. I know that. I'm 57 years old. But then the thing is that I can't get too frustrated about it because you know what she has on her side?
What?
The evidence that I am morbidly obese.
I know, that's what
She has the evidence to say all she got to do is step back. You know how when one team is talking trash about the other team and then the team just points to the scoreboard and like, why are you talking trash? You're getting your ass kicked. We're beating your ass. All she's got to do is step back and go, look at you.
True, but.
You know, you are a walking heart attack.
Now,
I'm worried about. That's all she could say that, and it trumps everything. Whether she means it or not, she could say, I'm just worried about your health. So are the kids. That's what she'll throw into. And so are the kids. They are worried to death about you.
Mic drop it right there, the kids. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Is she ever like, Jenny, stop influencing him?
Yes.
Or does she not say?
Yes, leave him alone, Jenny. He's doing great. He doesn't need that.
Yeah. You don't want to hear that all weekend. Yeah.
We'll start yelling at Jody too. Jody, grow up. She's like, Jody, get a vodka drink. Chill out.
I think we figured out what you need to do this weekend then. Not what? Go with them. Take me because I want to hang out with Lainey and go out and I won't haggle you at all. Let's do it.
Well,
Nashville. You know,
Jenny's gotten to where she doesn't try to push, you know, anything on me, but she does on the other side of it. Let me know that I'm not fun. What? You know, so Jody's like, I'm glad you're not eating that or drinking. Jody hasn't driven at night on a weekend since I've been on this diet. Not that she's wasted or anything, but she acts like it's just, a repay for her driving every time I've been drinking on a Saturday. And I'm like, well, if I'm driving, then you need to don't waste it. You know, get hammered. Get in there and like snort some cocaine, do something. Don't just sit around, you know, stone cold sober and then waste a designated driver.
Heck yeah.
She's a little bitty two shoes.
Sounds that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she does have that trump card of, well, you're fat. I'm worried about you.
Yeah, when you bring the worried in there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think those counselors don't need to worry about you. They could do some work on Jody though.
Yeah, she needs to be serious. Like, they need to admit her. Round the clock. And I know we're running long here, but if that ever happened, or if it does happen the other way around, where a husband tells the wife, hey, are you sure you want to be eating that? I thought that you were on a diet. I thought that was on your diet. What are you just blowing out your diet for the weekend now? I see you're eating a fry. Are you just off the diet now for the weekend? And then if she says something about it, and then the guy go, I'm just worried about your health. And so are the kids. The kids are worried that you're a walking heart attack because of your weight.
It doesn't
carry the same trump card value.
Yeah. The kids are crying. It's so bad.
And they're constantly talking about how they're worried about dad. I'm worried about dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. But then I can't say, well, they shouldn't be. You know, I can't say that because I am a great big fat person. And, you know, like I always say, I've, 27 pounds. I've but thrown a deck chair off the Titanic. You got plenty of room to, you know, to throw it at me.
I don't like it. I don't like you getting bullied.
I know.
So we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Good luck.
Yeah. But I know she's going to be waiting for that weigh-in. You know, we get back on Monday, and Tuesday is when I go to my regular appointment. Mm-hmm. She's waiting on it to say, you gained 30 pounds.
Yeah. It was all for nothing.
Sitting at, sitting at Barstool.
Yeah.
Barstool Sports.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
So that'll give you something to look forward to after the vacation. Yeah. A little update on that.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Lily and Grace. Find rugs, furniture, gifts, pillows, and so much more at Lily and Grace. Learn more at tjriggins.com/deals.
Is your kid's babysitter doing a hair colorization podcast? Or does your Uncle Fred's barber do an all things razor podcast? Hi, I'm TJ, and I'm a professional podcaster, and I'm here to inform you that there is a place that can help these and other podcasts not only get all the things a podcast host needs, but actually help them make money doing them. This service is called New Radio Net at newradionet.com. Don't let these great podcasts go hungry. Let them know about newradionet.com today.